So in November of 2018, my mom died, and she has come to me many times in dreams since. And her death made me think again, as I've thought so often in my life, about afterlife, what happens when we die. And I remember when I was a kid, I was raised a Seventh-day Adventist, and you know, they have very clear beliefs on heaven and who gets there. And I remember when I was a kid, one of my dogs died, and it was maybe six or seven or something, and it was my sister's dog. And I went to the people in the church, somebody in the church, to ask if the dog would be in heaven. And they said no, because dogs don't have souls. And even at seven, I remember thinking, you've never known a dog, have you? And so really what that sort of brings me to the whole point of this, which is that when I think about what happens after we die, and if we maintain any sort of coherence, you know, or I mean, it's possible our energy just dissipates back into the energy of the universe, just like our bodies dissipate back into the surroundings. And that's very possible. But the sticking point for me on whether there is a coherent afterlife has always been, ever since I was a child, where do you draw the line? Excuse me. So, you know, it's very clear in the human supremacist religions that we all were pretty much raised under that the line is drawn between humans and everybody else. So humans go to heaven, dogs don't. And then you get, you know, those lovely poems like the Rainbow Bridge, and lovely stories about that, that every time, you know, that I don't know about you, but I have to reread every time I have a beloved animal die. I go back and look at the Rainbow Bridge again and cry more. And okay, so we can extend it to pets. Well, what about the cows and the sheep and and if you eat meat, as I do, then what about them? Do they go to heaven too? You know, go to afterlife somewhere? But the ones that really get me, it's like, what about the tadpoles who emerge from their eggs and then they get eaten by a dragonfly nymph 6 seconds later? Or the ones who make it even harder is aphids. I mean, all these creatures that are basically, and we've only talked about animals so far. We haven't talked about plants. We haven't talked about, do these trees out here, do they have an afterlife? Do they live after they die? Or what about rocks? What about rivers? Or to go back to animals, what about aphids? Because aphids, okay, aphids are pretty extraordinary. Their reproductive strategy is to have as many babies as quickly as they can, because a lot of different beings eat them. And they are also capable of reproducing without males. And they have pretty much done as much as you can to speed up the reproductive cycle such that when they are born, they're pregnant. And so if an aphid, you know, comes out and is immediately eaten by a ladybug larva, 1 second later, does that aphid have an afterlife? And then what about the aphids who are pregnant inside of it? Do they have an afterlife? So I know this is all kind of silly, but it's I've been thinking about it a lot. I mean, so if you believe that, I mean, if you believe that when you die, it's just the end, then everything's pretty simple, because when a tree dies, it's the end. And when a cow dies, it's the end. And when, I don't know how you tell when a river dies, but when a human dies, when anybody dies, that's the end. That's pretty straightforward. There's no, but if you believe in a coherent, the reason I keep saying coherent is because, like I said, this is all fine if the energy just sort of oozes back into the psychic energy oozes back into the universe, just like your physical energy does. Then there's no need. My point here is that once you drop the significant human, insignificant non-human distinction, then you're sort of drawn to what Neil Everndon said to me decades ago when I said, so if you don't draw the line between humans and non-humans, where do you draw it? And he responded, why do you draw it anywhere? And once you drop drawing that line, it makes everything more complex and makes everything more, the easy answers don't work anymore. And, you know, I want for my mom to be continuing in some form beyond simply my memory. And again, if she does, then who else?